All right, so taking up the question of the wax candles that we use. So it's from the Gemara and Chaf on this, Shabbos. Yeah, we went over the facts a little bit now, right? Went over the basic facts. All right, just a quick review is like this. The Mishnah lists what? The Mishnah lists wicks that are no good in the first half of the Mishnah, and then oils that are no good in the second half of the Mishnah. And there's a brisa that says up till here is the psulin and the psilos, and from here on out is the psulin, the oils. So the Gemara's question is, it's pasha. You don't need the Mishnah to tell you what obviously is a wick is a psulin, the wick, and what's an oil is a psulin, the oil, right? So the Gemara says no. You need it for one case. You need it for the case of wax. Because I might say that the wax is also no good as a wick. Kamash Milan, that the ones that are listed after the wicks are only possible as a wax, or as an oil. But they can be used as a wick. So only these things are possible as, these things are possible as wicks and only as wicks, and the rest are possible as oils and only as oils. But the shava, which is in the psulim of the oils, may be used as a wick. Kamash Malan, right? Okay, so Rashi, so the question is, what does it mean to use an oil, to use a wax as a wick? Just pshat, what's the pshat in that case? What are you doing? So Rashi says it's basically our modern day our candles, what we call candles. So that's called a wax wick. Why is it called a wax wick? It has a wick inside of it. It does have a wick inside of it. But what?
It's all,
it's all in one place. It's all one unit. It's not the regular setup of a loose of two components that are just mingled together in position, where the like the Baal HaMor explains, right? Like the Baal HaMor explains that when we say that you can't use the shava as a shemen, so what is the Baal HaMor? He has a clear explanation of that. Let me just read the pshat. Right, he says. He says, "She'ain psula el l'shemen, aval psula k'shera. Mikan samchu lahadlik b'shabas b'neiros she'osim b'shava. Ke'ain psilos she'hashava bohen kipsilahi. B'shava in them is like a wick. Ve'ain asura ella k'shemunach al gabi ha'psila b'soch ne'er shel cheres o shel matches. Davila shava ke'ain shemen upsulahi l'shemen." The only thing that would be possible would be to do what? Would be to take wax, like pieces of wax, and lay them on a wick inside a vessel, right? That would be exactly using the shava like a shemen, right? Like a shemen. But if it's contained within the wax itself, as part of the structure of the wax, then it's okay. All right, so they're basically holding, so what's the svara? I mean, what's the havin and the maskana over here? It's not such a difficult havin and maskana, right? That what? Right. In other words, ad kan psul psilos b'kan ve'el psul shmonim means that what? That the psul of the shmonim that is listing in the end are only possible if you're using them biderech shemen, right? It's a psul. It's not a psul. You might think that it's a psul intrinsically to be a fuel, to be the source of fuel. Just as a substance, it's usur, as the gzera is as a substance of fuel, it may not be used. So what's the difference if it's in this shape or that shape, right? Kamash Malon, that it's only when you use these shmonim in the derech of a shaman. Right? It's a psul using it not in terms of its particular, not a psul in terms of substance alone, but in the in form, in the way you use it. But if you can construct it in a way that it's not being burned, like the derech shaman, like the Balamor explains, where it's contained within a structure of a kli that's holding it all together, right? But it has its own. It's really a part of the psila itself. Then it's mutter. As a ner means you have three components that are joined together. You have two components that are joined together with the kli. You have the shemen and the ner, and the kli is mitzdarif them. It's holding them together into one chefza. But over here, psila means, psila alone means it's independent. It's just one entity. It's just one entity. Okay. So that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. And it's interesting. There's another machlokas that we're not going to go into, but it is interesting in terms of what we're doing over here. I don't know if you saw in the beginning of the rush, he quotes shitas that hold that if you have, you can join the wicks and the oils that are no good into a psila. In other words, even the psilos that we said are no good in the beginning are also only no good derech psila v'shemen. Right? But if I join them together, let's say I take, for instance, lechesh, and I join it with shava into a candle, that would be okay. So he says, why? Because the whole problem is the draw. But over here, it doesn't rely on the draw. It's right there. It's right there. It doesn't need the draw.
What's right there?
The fuel. The fuel is right at the wick. It doesn't need that whole system of the drawing through the wick. That's when you have the melting and the drawing. But if it's all contained in one, then it burns right away. But the Rabbeinu Tam was against that. Rabbeinu Tam held the psul in the wick is not just a problem of the draw, but the wick itself doesn't burn right. So he held it that you can't take two bads and make good out of it. But like I mentioned to you, Rashi on Chaf Dalam and Beis says that you can't use cotton as a wick. No, is that the right one? On Chaf Zion on this. Says you can't use cotton as a wick. So, Tzemer Geffen. So they want to say that he holds in that svar, apparently. But even though he holds the cotton is not good, but it was Davar Yadua that the minhag was to use wax candles in France. And with the cotton wicks, apparently. So, see, that's the source for that idea. Rashi says wax is no good, cotton is no good, so it must be holds that if you join them together, it's fine. I think so. I think that's what they're getting at. But anyway, there were only gozer. No, this is a question of the structure of the gzera, right? The structure of the gzera. So you say that according to this way of learning, you'd have to say, since the problem was only the problem itself was only when it was used to derech ner, they were goes there only on a certain derech, not on the substance. Right? Would have been a problem anyway, they would have been goes there on the substance. But they weren't.
So if you could use any of those substances.
All right. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So what's the problem? So the question is like this. So the B'nai Narbona, the B'nai Narbona argued on this, right? And they held that you can't use the wax candle, right? They said you can't use the wax candle. That's how they learned. They said like this, Mahu desema lipsilos nami lo. What would you think? You might say that, why does it have to say ad kam psul psilos mekan ve'ach psul shmonim? Because you might say you could use the shava as a psila. I'm sorry, you might say you can't use it as a psila. Right? But what does that mean? It means to put the ner into shemen. Kamash Malon, that would be good. But not ever to use it alone. Not ever to use it alone. Right? That's the way they learn the Gemara. So the Rush and Tosvos are vehemently against this interpretation of the Gemara. And what's the main argument? The main argument is the Gemara later on Chaf Aleph, that if you're going to say that you can't use the Ner Shava alone, so then it comes out that what? There's a psul shemen. Meaning to say that they really defined. Let's put the Rush and the Tosfos into the halachic terminology, into halachic categories that we're dealing with now. So if you're going to say that you can't use the candle, the wax candle that we know, so what are you saying?
It's
so you're saying it's shemen. You're saying it's a psul, the shava has a psul shemen as a substance, right? So you can't use it alone. But then the problem becomes, if you take the wax candle and you put it into the oil, so you're basically mixing the good shemen and the bad shemen. All right, it's not the same exact case as the mixing of the good shemen and the bad shemen that we have in the Gemara, because in that case they were actually unified. But it's more like the case of wrapping a bad wick against wrapping a good wick around a bad wick. That's the case in the Gemara, no? It's more similar to the case of wrapping the good wick around the bad one. But it's doing that with oils instead of the wicks, but there's no difference. So it comes out, you're going to take, in our case, you're going to take what? You're going to take the ner, shava, so that's the psila in the middle, with a bad oil around it, and you're basically adding more bad, you're basically adding good oil. So that shouldn't help you. It's a reductio ad absurdum argument. If you're going to learn that the wax candle is no good, right? It's an indirect proof. If you're going to learn the wax candle is no good, then even in shemen it can't be good, because it's just going to become a case of mixing a good and a bad, which we know you can't do. There's one very strange thing in the Rush. Did you get a chance to look at the Rush? One strange thing in the Rush I can't really figure out, where he says there's a slight chilik in the cases. So that says there's a slight difference in the cases, but it shouldn't make a difference. There's a small distinction, but it shouldn't make a difference. What's the distinction?
Here you have like a sandwich.
A sandwich. Here you have a sandwich. It's a kosher sandwich. That means treif in the middle. No, the other way. But right now it's in the case of the psilos. So what do you have? You have the bad psilo on the inside, right? The good psilo on the outside, and the shemen around it. So you have in contact with each other the two good elements. Right? In contact with each other, the two good elements. Right? Physical contact. Korach dovash emadlikinbo, al gabi dovash emadlikinbo. Right? So now you made a wick. With the inside is a pusel psilo, and the outside is kasher psilo, and you put it into regular shemen. Right? So we said that's no good. In our case, it's slightly different. You have a good wick inside, surrounded by a bad oil, and then a good oil. So there's something between the two good elements. Right? As in the case in the Gemara, there's the good elements are in contact. Right? There's nothing that's a mafsik between the good parts. Because you have the dovrsha madlikenbo around on the outside of the wick. And the shemen is a good shemen. And in our case, the wick is good. The wick itself is the actual physical string is a good for a wick. And now you're having the two oils, but the two oils are such that the bad oil is in between the wick and the good oil, right? Just practically speaking, that's the case. No,
yeah. We had a question of what it sounds like he's the criticism is.
Let me just finish this thought and we'll come back to it. So he says that that's true that that's different. It's true that that's a chilek, but it shouldn't make any difference. But what I don't understand is that should only be worse, not better. He seems to be thinking like you might think that that's better for some reason. Right, B-Mac? I don't know what kind of that is.
Which one might be better?
Might be better that the Davar Posel is Be'emtza.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to where the Davar Posel is within the Posel wick. And the wick and the Shemen are together. The good wick and the good Shemen are together. That's the case in the Gemara, because you take a bad wick, you wrap a good wick around it, and you put the whole thing into olive oil. And it still says that's no good. So he says it's true in our case, it's not the same configuration, because the bad element is sandwiched between the two good. He says, but it's not mustavid, that should matter. Meaning to be a redeeming quality. Why would that be a redeeming quality? All right, the other question is a question shot-wise. When they're arguing, are they arguing about oil or are they arguing about wicks? Right, because they don't quote the case of the shmonim that are mixed. Right, both of them, Tosus and the Rush. He says, Deim osu lahadlik below shemen, ki nicha b'shemen nami osur, ki da'amin al-lakoman, korach dover shem adlikan, dover shem adlikan, the osur. Yeah, and the Rashba and the Rush also has that. Shnei Ashmonim Havi Korach Dover Shem Adlikimbo or Dover Shem Adlikimbo. That's the way he's learning. See, the Korban Nisana wants to make that point. He says, Ubizem Yushav Mashalo Hikshu Atosu and Yud, Rabbeinu Mehadein Ma'arvin Shem and Zayas, the Toch Shem Apostle. The Lo Domi Lachat, Hosam Kavin Shem U Ravin Yachat Gora Tvei. That's definitely worse. The osula luka be'ene, mashini kinikish shemen be'en. Ova, ika shnei dvarim, shemadlikimbo, odif tve. Mishumochi, makshinon, meha, the korach dome shemadlikim. Now, this really is a question based on the oils, but. It still is really a question of the oils, but it's not like the oil case that we have. It's more similar in its structure to the psila case that we have. Right, because you want to say the oil case, you don't have the kusher at all, be'en. Here you do, because you have a full shem, the shemen is be'en, and the wick is be'en. Right? Yeah, I mean, maybe that's his idea, the Mimutso also, that, now, as he seems to be, his chilek of the Mimutso seems to be saying that there's less of a reason to be gozer in this case, because the person looks at it in terms of the whole thing, and he views it really as from the inside, and the outside. He looks at the wick. He looks at the nair composed of the two elements of the innermost and the outermost. He looks at it like a good shemen and a wick. He basically ignores the shava in between. That would be the argument.
What?
Why would that help you though?
He views it as a what?
He views it as. No, the question is he going to come to make a mistake from using this setup of the wick of the wax candle and the oil? Is he going to come to make a mistake to use a wax candle alone? So maybe so the Rush saying don't think that's a good svar to say that over here he'll look at it basically like he's not going to make the mistake to use it alone. because he looks at it as the string in the middle and the shemen. And to take it out of the shemen would be like a total different structure. Whereas the psila is one psila. The case of the psila is one psila. All right, anyway. But what's the what's the svar of the B'nai Narbona? I mean, the Rosh and Tosis really seem to lay to waste their whole shita. And the Rosh, I mean, the Rosh is so confident in his svara. It's an interesting Rosh. He's so confident in his svara, even though he knows that Lamaisa, there was a psak on this from the Gaonim, right? I mean, he quotes many Gaonim who said it's usher. The Sefer Ha'itim Hevi Mitshuvas HaGaonim. I mean, he knows there's a Tshuvas HaGaonim on this that says explicitly not to do it. Pshita. Yeah, what do you say? Does this one have to say where he says they never did it in the two yeshivas? Chachmen Arba. Kvar Kostav Nushim. Yeah. No, is that the Ran quotes that one? But anyway, he says that Kvar Kostav Nushim Pibushim Nochon, and that's it. He holds that their pshat is no good. All right, it is true. It is a funny thing, though. He thinks that the riff is holding like Rashi. And that itself seems to be a question. But aside from that, what's the svara? What's the svara? How do you get out of the problem that the Rosh and Tosis created? So the Ramban really gives you the answer, no? Ramban really gives an opening to look at it. I think in the end it might be like you guys are saying, but you gotta work it. You gotta work it out. See, the Ramban says, "Umi shoma kizos." He quotes the. It's an amazing thing how things are different. I mean, the Ramban says about using a wax candle. He says, "Who ever heard of anything like this? Who ever heard of anything like this?" V'chi mutter lehadlik bepsila below shemen. Interesting, Ramban. Are you allowed to light with a psila without shemen? Is that permissible? In other words, how can you tell me that the shava is good as a psila? Notice when the Gemara says, you might think it's posel as a psila, kamashma, and it's kosher as a psila. Do you think they mean just a psila alone without shemen? That's not possible. V'alo ashava psulihi l'shemen. So how can you have a psila without shemen? And isn't the shava there? How do you read the Ramban? Did you guys get a chance to see it? How is he moving through this thing? In other words, what's his first point? First point is mishama kazos. Something new. Okay, second point is v'chi mutter l'hadlik b'psila below shemen. May you light with a psila without shemen. Interesting Ramban. I mean, is the Ramban saying that the premise of the whole Mishnah is that you need a psila and a shemen? Right? You need, that's part of the, seems like he's learning, that's part of the takanas near Shabbos. That you dafka, where they were misakein a certain type of an entity. An entity of psila v'shemen. I mean, nafka mina would be an electric bulb, right? I mean, according to Ramban, if you're going to learn, Ramban is really holding that the dafka was a takana of psila v'shemen, and the Mishnah over here is telling you which psilas and which shmanim are good, but you can't have a psila without a shemen, then you wouldn't be out with an electric light.
You're saying he's learning that the shemen is dafka, like actual oil? I mean, can't the Ramban also...
No, it doesn't mean dafka and actual oil.
Oh, just that...
But the tzura of a psila and a shemen, the tzura...
Yeah, something fulfilling that function.
That's right. So here's how he goes. He goes like this. Is it mutter to be madlik without a psila below shemen? Nah, that's a rhetorical question. Right? Now, what's his next point? V'alo hashava psula hi l'shemen. So what's the move? Just explain to me what you're doing. Now, is he saying, he's going to explain to you why the wax candle is no good. Because you may not have a psila without a shaman. So therefore, you're forced to say what?
The Shava
is Shemen. But we know Shava is no good as Shemen. Right?
Why are you forced to say the Shava is Shemen?
Because you can't have just a psula. That's definitely no good. So what do you think you're doing over here? Do you think you're lighting a psula? Well, then you're not. Then we have nothing even to talk about. Because Ner Shabbos definitely needs a psula and a shaman. So do you have a psula alone? Okay, then you don't even have the basic elements. So you'll say, no, I have the psula and the shaman. The psula is the string, and the shaman is the shava. Sorry, shaman's no good. The shava is no good in the shaman. Right, that's the way he's learning. Now here's where the funny part is, where he says that the wax candles are the worst candles in the world. And then he says that the riff himself says it's no good. I wonder what kind of wax candles he had. Yeah. Okay, so what do you say? So how do you define this machlokas then? Go ahead. Let's define the machlokas, right? I think that's true. Okay, so let's just talk it through a little bit. In other words, what is the B'nai Narbona's response to the rush? So they're saying like this. They're saying that what? That you ask that it's true if I burn the Nair alone, then it's no good. Why? Because then the Shava must be the Shemen. Right? But you say to me, you, the Rush, say to us, if that's the case, when you put it in the Shemen's Ayas, it should be no good too. Because now you just have a mixture of two Shmonim that are no good. Right? No, the answer to that question is that in this situation, I view the whole psila, I view the shava as part of the psila. Right? Isn't that essentially what you're saying?
I thought that was like the shot.
No, that's their answer.
Yeah, no.
Right,
no.
That's the answer, okay. So that's the question. So that's what they're responding back. They're saying that, but nicely. In terms of how we're looking at it, if we look at it through the eyes of the Rush, or through the eyes of the B'nai Narbona, we see vastly different things, right? The Gaonim and the B'nai Narbona say like this, that it's true you can't mix oils, that we all know. But really, that is exactly the question of the Mishnah. That's exactly the question of the Mishnah. That when I take the wick that's coated with shava, the shava is basically helping the wick function as a wick. That's what it's doing. So when I put it into the oil, I say that it's two components. There's the psila with the shava, which is an enhanced type of a psila, and the shemen as the shemen. But if I take it out and I light it alone, then it's definitely going to be puzzle. Because then I can't look at the shava as a psila. Like the Ramban says, can I just light with the psila? Of course not. A psila doesn't light on its own. Right? So I must therefore say that the shava is going to be a shemen. So your question, when you thought you had me trapped, because you said, if alone it's no good, then I must admit the shava is a shemen. Then when I add it to the shemen, now I'm just adding a kusher to a puzzle. No, you're making a mistake. You're not realizing when I take it alone, I'm using the shava as a shemen. But when I put it together with the shemen zayas, then the shava is part of the psila. So now in this setup, I'm not mixing shmonim at all. Right? It's just a shava psila. It's not a shem. It doesn't have a shem shemen anymore. It only has the shem shemen out of the nair. But in the nair, it has no shem shemen. So there's no psul shemen that I'm mixing with the kasher shemen. And the Rush looks at it and he says like this. Let's just get the facts straight, right? The Rush is saying what?
The Rush is saying, we have to think what makes the Rush unable to see this concept, and what makes the B'nai Arbona see it this way. The Rush says, no, it doesn't make sense. If you're going to tell me outside it's a shemen, then it's a shemen. Right? Then it's a shemen. And things can't switch from shemen to wicks. If it's a shemen outside, it's a shemen inside. And the B'nai Arbona is saying, no, outside is different than the inside. So how do we get a little deeper now? All right, so we're going a little bit one slice one level deeper now. Is that what? So Johnny's saying that the Rush is looking at it like this. He's saying Lemaisa on the wick. I don't care where the wick is. It doesn't matter anything else. Lemaisa, the shava is burning like a fuel, and it definitely is. Right? I mean, we can't argue with that fact. It definitely is burning like a fuel. So if you're going to tell me it's puzzle as a fuel per se, right? That was his havamina. That you might say it's puzzle just as a shame shet, as a function of shemen. So if it's puzzle as a function of shemen, then if it functions, then what that means is if it functions as shemen in any way, it's going to be no good. So it's true when it's outside, it's the only thing that's functioning as shemen. But when it's in the other shemen, it is still partially functioning as shemen. So that there you go, we're back to mixing shemanim. Right? And the B'nai Arbona, Johnny, is saying, hold that what? Again, one more time.
Structurally.
Right. So in other words, he's saying that according to the B'nai Arbona, the only soul would be if it's what? If it has the
structure
of a shaman. Meaning to say, outside of any other, if it's the only fuel, if it's just a wax candle, then it must be a structure of shemen. It has no choice. But if it's within a regular setup of a nair, meaning contained in the kli with shemen, then we just look at it as basically supercharging the wick, right? It's helping the wick in its function of drawing, because there's another structure of shemen behind it. So it doesn't have the structure of shemen anymore.
Like, what forces your system here?
So I think, so still, what is the point they're arguing on? I think the Ramban is really hitting the point that they're arguing on. Whether you hold that there is dafka, whether you hold there's a din, that you must have a structure of a psila and a shemen. If that's part of the takana, of a chefza of a psila and a shemen, then the B'nai Arbona, have a point, right? Then they'll say, when it's outside, and then they say, in order to be kosher, I must satisfy psila v'shemen. There's a din, but memad likin is already a presupposing an inyan that there's a takon of a certain chefts of ner, which by definition is psila v'shemen. Not a torch, not a vuka, like Mishan was asking about. It's maybe this is part of what bothered them. That they held that dafka has to be an institution of a psila v'shemen, meaning a fuel and the delivery system. So they held that if you're going to use the nair outside, then you're forced to consider it a shemen. And that's exactly what the Mishnah is listing, which shmanim are no good. So you're going to be a puzzle. It's going to be a puzzle. In other words, when they say as a shemen, they mean as a component. That's all that they have. They hold that there's a ner, takonas ner is psila v'shemen. So if you light a wax candle like we have today, then you must be relegating the inner string to the shem psila and the wax to the shem shemen. But if you put that system, if you put that whole thing into another kli with shemen zayas in it. And lemaisa, it's not a 2-inch thick candle sitting in a bowl of oil. It means that it's a wax covered wick. That's all it really means. Maybe a little thickness to it, but it's essentially being it's misayeya the psila. So he says in that case, you don't have. There's nothing that's forcing you to assigning the shame shemen to that shava. Right? Now that's really the problem. The problem is they hold that it's part of the takana itself to have these entities of psila and shemen. And that's what's going to force the psul when you take it out. And the havamina was, what? So let's just get the havamina again now. The havamina was you couldn't, the havamina was that it's psul like Johnny was saying, that's their Havamina. It was those two sides really their Havamina. Havamina was that it's possible if it partakes of any function of Shemin. Lemaskana, it's only possible if it is the Shemin of the Cheftza, if it's the Shemin of the Nair. Not just if it partakes of any function of a Shemin, but it's only possible as a component of Shemin. So now, whether it's the component of the Shemin or not is going to depend on the overall structure. If it's within another Shemin Zayas, so then I can negate it and view it basically as a part of the bit, as bottle. Really, it should be bottle to the psila. So I can view it as bottle to the psila. But the only thing is, if you take it out, you can't be mavata to the psila, because then you're going to be missing an ikar component. You're going to be forced to call it back on the Shemin. That's what the Ramban says. V'chimadlikim bepsila? No. So that undoes the bittel and makes it a dafka a Shemin. You're back in the Isur Gzera. But the Rush held, there's no din of dafka having a psila v'shemin. This mission is just telling you the tzura that's aser. Is a tzura that's aser of a shemen, of a shava functioning biderech shemen. But there's no iser at all with the shava functioning if it's not biderech shemen. That's why when he looked at the Bnei Narbona, he's looking at Bnei Narbona without the concept of two necessary components. So then he says, oh, they're just learning that anything that functions as shemen is shemen. So what's the difference if it's in and what's the difference if it's out? You understand? We're trying to show you three things over here. The way the Bnei Narbona understood the Takana, the way the Rush understood the Takana, and his question on them from his standpoint. Right? I think it all works out pretty good. But Lamaisa, it would come out that if you, that the Bnei Narbona and the Ramban really dafka held. It would seem, that they really held you need dafka, the cheftza of the Shemin and the psila. Right? And like Jonah said, if a guy was able to light an avuka of some sort, he wouldn't be yotzei, it's his chi of Ner Shabbos. And the question would be, lemaisa b'zman hazeh, if you can use an electric light bulb according to them. We don't hold like the Bnei Harbona, so it's not a question really for us. I don't think the Mechaber even mentions that shita. Nobody even mentions the not to use a wax candle, as if from my recollection. But Al Pi Svara, it would seem that they would hold that you're not fulfilling the Takana. I mean, I'm learning that if anybody here lights, if you use oil lamp for Hanukkah, so the wicks that they give you are like these kinds of wicks. They're basically some sort of fiber, like coated in a wax. That's the type of thing that I'm talking about. Now it would burn on its own a little longer than a regular wick. I once made the mistake of using the pure cotton wicks. Awful. The whole thing just burnt up and nothing was left. But you need this to like slows down the burn of the wick to help the draw. But I know some very firm guys, since they want to be yotzei the kiyum of lighting a shemen zayas, they don't want to use a wick that's coated in wax. But according to Bnei Narbona, it wouldn't be a problem because it just has the shame of a wick. It doesn't have the shame of lighting with wax, right? Well, he would say. Right, and according to Tosfos, how would that work out? He would say that what in Echanam you're burning a little wax. No, by the Chanukah it's a little different question. But that's the Chumrah. If you want to be Madlik Shemen, is it a problem to light a wax coated wick? Something to think about.